continue with Nehemiah.
接下来我们看第二章，第四节。
Please look at chapter 2 of Nehemiah, verse 4.
当尼希米把他面带愁容的因由说明之后。
After Nehemiah told the king why he was so sad.
第四节这个王就问他说啊，你要求什么？
The king asked, what do you request?
从这里看到神感动了这个王的心。
We can see that God moved the king.
你要求什么？这句话是一个王对尼希米的所需要的一种最好大的关怀。
And this is a concern that the king showed Nehemiah.
尼希米还没有提出要求。
Nehemiah didn't even requested anything yet.
他只是把自己心里头所挂念的这件事情啊，有愁啊，他在使他面带愁容啊的这种因由说明出来而已。
All Nehemiah did was to tell the king why.He was so sad.
但是王主动问他说：“你要求什么？”
But the king voluntarily asked, "What do you request?"
从这里看出啊，神已经垂听尼希米的祷告，神已经开始在王的心里动工了。
From here, we can see that God has already heard the prayer of Nehemiah and has moved the heart of the king.
所以尼希米的反应是什么
？So what is the reaction of Nehemiah?
他立刻发现，哎，神动工了。
He realized God has moved.
所以于是啊，尼希米说，我默祷天上的神。
So in verse 4 it says, I pray to the God of heaven.
这里看见尼希米的这种信心啊。
We can see the faith of Nehemiah here.
默祷天上的神。
He prayed to the gods of heaven.
这个是我们要学习的。
This is what we need to learn today.
随时随地，我们知道啊，要信靠神。
We need to rely on God at all times.
这个时候，他以默祷，就心里头向神祷告。
He used a silent prayer, so he prayed in his heart to God.
现在，他知道他是王，已经开恩了。
He can see that the king has given mercy on him.
他已经在王的面前蒙恩了。
He has received mercy from the king.
王没有发怒。
The king was not upset.
没有责怪我。
Did not rebuke him.
现在反而关心起我的问题，他要来帮助我解决我的问题。
Instead, the king cared for Nehemiah and wanted to help him solve his problem.
所以尼希米这个时候他默祷天上说，那现在接下来我要对王说什么话。
So he prayed to God and asked God to let him know what to speak to the king next.
我要怎么样来回答王？
How should I reply the king?
王对我这样的关怀。
When the king showed such concern for
me. 这是很关键的时刻。
This is a very critical moment.
如果这个时候尼希米没有默祷天上的神，
If at this time Nehemiah didn't make his silent prayer,
他可能怎么说呢？
What might he have said?
这个是很自然的，说我请假。
It's a very natural reaction. Says I want a couple of days off.
我要请假一年。
I want to take
最高的吧，最高的一年。
I want to take a year off. That's the highest.
最高的要求就是。王啊，我请假一年，我要回去耶路撒冷关心我的那些同胞。
The most that he could request is, King, I want to take off for 1 year to care for my fellow citizens.
可是这个时候，尼希米完全没有以自己的意思去考虑这个问题。
But at this particular moment, Nehemiah did not use his own will to consider this all to consider the situation.
他立刻默祷天上的神。
He immediately prayed to God.
很重要的一个信心的功夫。
This is a very important lesson in faith.
在主耶稣曾经对门徒说过。
The Bible has said before.
说你们到这个被抓去的时候，到公会去被审问的时候呢，不必事先想要说什么话。
When you are captured and has been taken to the Sanhedrin, you do not need to say anything.
到时候呢，圣灵在你们里头是给你们当说的话。
At that particular time, the Holy Spirit will give you wisdom and tell you what to say.
所以门徒就很放心的。
So when we are saved, we can relax.
现在彼得约翰被抓去的时候。
Because like when Peter and John was captured.
那么公会就问他们。
They were being questioned.
那个时候彼得说被圣灵充满就开口就说话了。
And at that time, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke.
那所说的话你看那些公会的人都很稀奇很稀奇。哎呀这个加利利人这个没有无学的小民怎么能够讲这样的道理有这样的胆量的表现。
And the council, when they heard what Peter had said, was very surprised. Because they thought, this is a dinky little fisherman from Galilee. What does he know with no education?
就是这种信心。
This is the kind of faith that he had.
随时随地很及时就是靠神。
So the important thing is to rely on God.
但你看结果呢，神感动他说出来的话，这个是人不可能去想象的。
So after he prayed, the words that came out of Nehemiah was the movement of God.
在箴言里头啊，说你不要依靠自己的聪明。
In Proverbs it says, "Do not rely on your own intelligence."
箴言三章五节到六节说，不要依靠自己的聪明。
And Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
要专
says,
专心的依靠神。
Do not rely on your own wisdom, but rely on God.
在你一切所行的事上要认定他。
And no matter what you do, claim God as your savior.
他必指引你的路。
And he will guide your path.
这个时候你心里就是这样子。
And this is what Nehemiah did at this particular time.
神啊，我要对王怎么说？不要。
Lord, what should I say to the king?
那神就在你的就指示他，指引他。
And so God guided him and told him what to say.
现在我们看第五节，他怎么说啊？
So look at verse 5 to see how God guided him. And his response.
他说仆人若在王面前蒙恩王若喜欢求王差遣我往犹大。
I said, if it please the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask you send me to Judah.
那到我列祖坟墓所在的那城去我好重新建造。
To the city of my father's tomb that I might rebuild it.
我们看到在第三节跟第五节啊，他都没有提到耶路撒冷这个名字。
And you can see from verse 3 to verse 5, he has never mentioned Jerusalem, this name.
为什么？
Why?
他都是用这样代替，我列祖坟墓所在的那城。
He used words like my father's tomb, etc. to represent Jerusalem.
很计较，很灵巧，很这个有智慧。
This is very intelligent and it's sort of crafty.
因为在这个王面前提起耶路撒冷，他们就有一种已经先入为主，他们这个耶路撒冷就是好像就是一个敌对的一种敌视。
And he used these words so the king will not be upset at what he was saying.
不要引起对方这种情绪，这个是我们在跟人家沟通啊，很要留意的一个技巧。
This is something very important when we're communicating with others. Do not make other people angry.
所以同样一句话，我们用另外知道这个句话这样讲，他就会不会引起他的这种不好的情绪反应。
And so we try to not anger the other person. So when we speak, we can use a roundabout way of saying certain things.
那么这样说明会引起继续来学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our study. The king will be moved even more.
我列祖坟墓所在的那城，哇，这个也引起他的怜悯的心。
It says, the city of my father's tomb. It lets the king feel sorry for him.
他不会说我要回到圣城耶路撒冷。哇，那这个一听哦，火大了，我就大了。
He will might be stupid and say, I want to go to the holy city, Jerusalem. And then it will really upset the king.
所以我们这个从这边看出这个神给予我们的智慧很灵巧。
So you can see, that is very wise of, for what, God taught Nehemiah to say.
那么这个回答你看这一句话说求王差遣我回往犹大。
And you can also see from response it says, that you send me to Judah.
不是请假。
Not asking for a holiday or a vacation.
是差遣。
Asking him to send.
差遣就没有期限的了。
And when you send someone, there's no time limit.
差遣是带着权柄的了。
And when you send someone, it is with the authority that he is being sent.
所以回到犹大就是做官，就做省长，王差遣回去。一定是最大的嘛，就在到犹大去，就是犹大的省长。
So if the king sends him back to Judah, then of course he'll be a governor or someone of high official because it was sent by the king.
你说林希敏如果自己说话，他敢这样讲吗？谁敢？
Do you think Nehemiah, if he was speaking for himself, would he dare to say such things? No one dared.
王啊，你猜我回犹大去做省长，哇，哪有这么大胆这样讲话？
Who dares to say, King, send me back to Judah so I could be a governor?
但是神感动他，他就这么说。
But God moved him, so he said this.
我们可以来看一个实例。
We can see another real case.
看《使徒行传》第八章。
See Acts chapter
8. 哎，这看到一个就是这样子的。
This is another case just like this.
第八章的二十九节。
Acts chapter 8 verse 29.
这个是腓力啊。靠近这个太监的马车，听到他在念以赛亚先知书的这个圣经。
And when Philip got close to the Ethiopian eunuch, he heard him reading.
那圣灵告诉他你贴近他马车。
And so Philip went close to his chariot.
哦，就听到他在念圣经啊。
And heard him reading the scriptures.
三十一节。
31.
他就说，他就问他说。您所念的你明白吗
And he asked them, how do you understand what you're reading?
一个走路的问一个做官的做太监坐在马车上的哪就这样问呢
There's nobody who will sit there, the standing will ask someone on a chariot and who also is an official ask this question.
没有人敢这样问人家的。
No one dares to do such things.
可见这个不是出于人的。
You can see this is not from man.
就是圣灵感动他讲。
This is from the movement of the Holy Spirit.
你念的你明白吗？哦，这么厉害。
Do you understand what you're reading?
哎，这个反应是这么很意外的，让你想不到这个太监反应是什么。
And the eunuch's reaction, no one can realize or believe his reaction.
没有人指教，我怎能明白呢？啊，请你上车。哦，这么好。
And he said.How can I unless someone guides me? Please come and sit with me.
所以让我们知道，这个神赐给我们都是意外的平安，真是很奇。我们如果晓得信靠神了，真的是，啊，让我们想象我很意外的那种，啊，给我们的就平安跟喜乐。
So if we understand and know how to rely on God, God will give us extra peace and blessings.
我看这个尼西米这样讲，自己都吓一跳。我怎么要求差遣回去当官呢？哇，可是哇。这个是不得了的事情。
And I'm sure when Nehemiah, when the words came out of Nehemiah requesting him to go back,
哎，看回来这个尼希米记
to be a governor, he was very shocked himself.
看回来啊。
So let's look back.
下面有一句话。
Verse 6.
这个如果说演戏的话，一定是很精彩的。
If this was acting, this must be very interesting.
但是我们看圣经这样看过去没有什么的啊。
So, but if we just read it over, it doesn't seem much.
这个是在王宫里面哦。
This is in the palace.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
特别记这一句话说，那时王后坐在王的旁边。
And at that time, the queen was also sitting beside the king.
好，现在我们去想一想这个王后的表情。
So, imagine the expression of the queen.
哎，王后听到尼希米这句话，她有什么反应
？What do you think would be the reaction of the queen when she heard Nehemiah?
王后就在王的旁边呢，她也是有相当的影响力。
And of course, the queen sitting beside the king has authority and influence over the king.
下面这个感谢神了，这个王后就没有讲话，就画一个句点，就画一个句号啊。
As you can see, thank God, the queen didn't say anything.
我看这个王后一讲话，哇，这个事情就完蛋了。
I think if the queen opened her mouth, then this case will be in trouble.
很紧张哦，这个，如果看电影就很紧张了。
Very scary. If you consider this as watching a movie, this is a very, very critical situation.
所以林志颖的心就放下来，哇。王后看到王后一脸看一下，他没有讲话。
And you can see Nehemiah peeking at the queen and seeing that the queen didn't say anything, he relaxed.
好了，那王就接着说话。
And the king continued to speak.
这个证明呢，神真的是在那里他带指引这样的事情。
And it proves that how God guides the people at that time.
我们知道这个九正的工作，这个是天天，这个是很重要的。他一回去了，你看。谁来做啊这个事情啊
He was a cupbearer. This is a very important work. If he left, who will do his job?
尤其这个林希米是一个非常尽职的忠心的一个佐证。
And besides, Nehemiah was a very loyal and dedicated cupbearer.
王后坐在旁边呢他没有讲话。
And the queen who sat next to the king didn't say anything.
所以王呢就说了你要去多少日子。
So the king asked, how long will your journey be?
你什么时候回来?
When will you return?
那这个就更困难了。
This is even more difficult now.
让尼希米自己来定时间。
And once he wants Nehemiah to set his own time.
那他定了多少时间啊?
And how much time did he request?
不是两年，不是三年了，定多少时间?
Not two, just 3 years, but how long?
看到后面就知道十二年。
If we see the back, you know.
十二年。
12 years.
这开玩笑的嘛，哈。
You gotta be kidding.
我看这个，如果不是注意神呢，这个是不可能的了。
If this is not the will of God, it's
impossible.
哪有人这样？
十二年，就王差不多死掉了，那你回来王都不在了。
No one will take a vacation for 12 years. The poor king probably died by then.
就我们看就知道，哇，这个实在是莫道天上的神这样在指引他，让你想都想不到的。
So you can see this is all because of his prayer to the God in heaven.
不是你心里定的日期，是神定的日期。
No one will conceive of this. And this is a time not set by himself, but by God.
那这个日期一讲出来说，于是王喜欢差遣我去，就这么一句话。王喜欢。
And he said, furthermore, if it pleases the king.
真是太奇妙。
This is very miraculous.
定了十二年，王喜欢。
And he said 12 years, and God, I mean, the king actually was pleased about it.
是差遣他去的，是带着权柄去的。
And also gave him the authority to go.
林希米看到，哇。这个是神大大的开恩了啊
And Nehemiah can see this is definitely the grace of God.
他要恩上加恩，
and,
不客气了。
Then he wants more blessings, so he
接下来这个
just kept on saying.
这个是林希米自己的要求了。
And this is Nehemiah's own request.
好了，那个林希米怎么对王说了
？And so Nehemiah said to the king.
好，王若喜欢，那求王再赐给我这个诏书。
And verse 7, if it pleases the king, let letters be given to me.
他通知大河西的省长，准许我经过，一直到犹大。
For the governors of the region beyond the river, that they may permit me to pass through until I come to Jordan, Judah.
还一而再，再而三，又赐给我诏书，再来。
And after the king gave him the letters, he continued on saying,
这个是把握机会了。
This is a taking advantage here.
这个是不求，白不求的。
If you don't request it now, then you're stupid.
趁王高兴的时候，尽量。
he's taking the opportunity because the king is pleased that he tries to grab as much as he can get.
那现在要求这个管理王陵的这个亚塞使他给我木料做宫殿楼的横梁和城墙用。并且有自己房屋要用。
Verse 8, king, the letter to the king's forest, keeper of the king's forest, that he may give us timber to build a temple, the city walls, and a house.
哦，这一些要求呢，王都允准他。
And the king granted them to me according to the good hands of God.
啊，为什么？说因我神施恩的手帮助我。
Why? Because God had his good hands upon me.
所以这一段我们看到尼希米的祷告蒙神垂听。
So you can see God has heard the prayer of Nehemiah.
神施恩的时候帮助他，所以呢他在王面前蒙恩。
And God gave him, and when Nehemiah was talking to the king, God gave Nehemiah the grace. So that the king gave him also the grace.
好，那么尼希米啊就很顺利的回到耶路撒冷来。
And Nehemiah peacefully returned or successfully returned to Jerusalem.
好，所以现在我们看第二段。
Let's look at the second.
第二段这里第九节到十六节。
The second section is from verse 9 to 16.
好，这记载尼希米他就回到耶路撒冷来。
This describes the return of Nehemiah to Jerusalem.
因为他是当官的，所以王就派军长啊、马兵啊护送他，这个是跟以色列不一样的。
Because he is now a governor, the king sent captains and horsemen to accompany him. This is very different from Israel.
那么他到了这个犹大河西的省长那里，将王的诏书就交给他们了。
And when he reached Judah, then they gave the letters to the officials there.
那么一切都按照王的诏书所说的，他就可以得到这些帮助。
And everything was done according to the letter of the king.
现在要看第十节。
Look at verse 10.
荷伦人参巴拉并为奴的亚门人多比亚听见有人来为以色列人求好处，就甚恼怒。
When Sanballat and Horonites and Tobites and Ammonite officials heard it, they were deeply disturbed that a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel.
你看，尼希米都还没有动什么，只有回来，马上仇敌就发怒了。
And Nehemiah just came back only. He hasn't even done anything. And the enemies were already disturbed.
这个是我们特别要留意的。
This is something we need to look at very carefully.
在重修墙垣的工作上。
From the perspective of rebuilding the wall,
神的施恩的时候帮助我们。
God has already showed his grace and mercy to help the people.
我们要为教会、为弟兄姐妹求好处。
To receive good things for the brothers and sisters in church.
仇敌会发怒。
And your enemies will be upset.
那今天的仇敌就是属灵的。
And this enemy is spiritual.
当时的仇敌是属肉的。
At that time, the enemies was physical.
那么这个当时这个第一号看注意第一号的仇敌叫荷伦参巴拉。
The first group of people was the Sanballat.
第二号就是亚门人多比亚。
Sanballat the Horonite, and the second group was the Ammonite, the Tobites, the Ammonites.
就甚恼怒。
They were upset.
那这两号的敌人，这个参巴拉是代表什么？
The Sanballats, they
是这个参巴拉在今天来讲是代表什么呢？
What does the Sanballat represents in present day?
好，我们参考后面的这个课本，后面这边的。
课
本的二十三页
Chinese text 23.
这里提到我们看一下，这样的我们在学习的时候才会更清楚。这里介绍这个仇敌第一就是荷伦人参巴拉。
English would be section 3, second part. It describes the group, the Sanballats.
这里这个参巴拉呢，就是
page 17 of the English version，
它是属血气的。
These people are people of flesh，
是 曾作为这撒玛利亚的省长哈。
Governor of Samaria。
我们知道血气就是一种怒气啊，怒气。
And people, person of flesh, of course, they will have anger.
在尼西米重修墙城墙的这个这一种工作上面，一直都是啊带头的这个啊敌人啊。
And from the rebuild, all the rebuilding of the wall, all the time, it is this person who is the head leader.
我们知道我们这肉体啊是属血气的。
And we know that.He is a person of flesh.
这是我们最大的敌人。
This is our number one enemy.
所以雅各书那里怎么说？
And what does it tell us in Jacob or James?
我们看到这个雅各书第一章。
Please take a look at James, the book of James.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter one.
在我们自己，我们要灵修啊，这个是很重要的一个要留意的啊。
In our spiritual cultivation, this is an important thing that we need to pursue after.
从个人的灵修以及到我们团契的建立。
And from your personal cultivation all until your building of your faith.
都要很注意这一个仇敌。
We need to pay emphasis to this particular enemy.
看第一章我们看十九节。
James chapter 1 verse 19.
说你们个人呢，要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
Be swift to hear, be slow to speak, and slow to wrath.
因为人的怒气啊，并不成就神的义。
Verse 20, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
这种怒气，这种血气啊，它是不能成就神的义。
This wrath, this flesh,
不能
will not produce righteousness of God.
不但不能成就，它会破坏。
Not only does not produce, it also destroys.
所以《以弗所书》里面告诉我们。
So in the book of Ephesians it says,
我们看一下以弗所书。
Please look at Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
26节。
Verse 26.
以弗所书第四章26节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26.
生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
Be angry and do not sin, do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
我们在带着这个肉体啊，又带有血气。
And when we are in flesh, we also carry this fleshly anger.
那要知道，这个血气一动，就是要我们犯罪。
And when we have our wrath, that it will cause us to sin.
破坏神的义，破坏这个属灵的工程。
It will destroy God's righteousness. It will destroy the works of God.
所以这个箴言书里的说，你一个聪明的人呢，就会把它不让它发作，把它藏起来。
In Proverbs, this is a wise man will not let this wrath
不让这个血气发作。
It will not let this wrath take over you.
好，那么喊起来，然后呢，要消掉啊，不要到日落，到日太阳下去以前就要把它消掉啊。
You can be angry, but do not sin. Do not let it go down. Do not let it go past the sun when the sun goes down.
不被这个人的血气怒气所胜。
Do not let your wrath win over you.
因为如果被他所胜的话，就被破坏掉了。
Because if you let it win, then you will be destroyed.
我们看到这个箴言十五章。
I'll look at Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章。
Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章的第十八节。
Verse 18.
四章十八节
Proverbs 15:18
这里说暴怒的人呢，挑起争端，忍怒的人止息纷争。
A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allies contention.
今天呢，我们要对个人来讲，我们要很攻克己身，我们要对付我们这个习气啊。
And so personally, we all have to pay careful attention to our own wrath.
血气上升的时候，人就会发怒啊，发怒。
And when we are angry, we will have wrath.
发怒就要挑起争端了，一定要开始发生事情。
And when we have wrath, we will stir up strife.
如果把它忍下来，压制下来。
If we control it and we subdue it,
不让它发作。
We don't let the anger come out.
就不会有纷争了。
Then there will be no strife.
就不会破坏我们这个属灵的这个工程了。
Then it will not destroy the spiritual works.
那么对于这个团契来讲。
So we speak to this as in a fellowship.
如果有一个有这个血气发作了。
If your anger, comes out.
那这个团契的气氛呢，马上就被破坏掉。
The fellowship immediately is destroyed.
所以你看尼希米一回来，他们就甚恼怒了。
So you can see when Nehemiah came back, the enemies were really upset.
对这个属血气的，一直都是一个很我们要建立这个团契啊，很要留意的一个。
So when we're building up a fellowship, we need to pay close attention to this.
我们在个人灵修上以及团契的这种建立上面都要特别留意这个血气这一号敌人
So, no matter if we're building up our faith or having spiritual cultivation, we need to pay special attention to our anger and our wrath.
那
desires.
我们知道他是亚门人的后裔
We know that he is the leader of the Ammonites.
这是属于情欲的
And he is the governor of Adam.
这些人在当时都是很有势力的人。
At that time, these people were very powerful.
那这个多比亚以后我们会看到他在这个敌对的事上破坏，不但破坏在修造这个城墙。更厉害是侵蚀到以色列人的信仰里头去。
And if we look onwards when we're studying Nehemiah, Tobiah not only disrupted the building of the wall, also later on he disrupted the religion or the beliefs of all the Israelites.
所以在这加拉太书里面说，这个是跟圣灵为敌的，他是圣灵的敌人。
So in Galatians it says he is against the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
这个情欲啊是圣灵的敌人。
So the fleshly desires is the enemy of the Holy Spirit.
我们看到加拉太书第五章。
Look at Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章十七节。
Verse 17.
加拉太书第五章十七节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 17.
所以。这里说因为情欲和圣灵相争圣灵和情欲相争
For the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh
今天圣灵在我们里面
Today we have the Holy Spirit within us
那我们的肉体当中情欲也在里面
And of course we having flesh also have the lust of the flesh
所以这一场征战呢是无时无刻的
So this battle in between us is going on every day
Na就看我们现在要站在哪一边
And it depends on us to see which side we want to take.
如果站在圣灵这边呢，那就圣灵得胜。
If we stand on the side of the Spirit, then the Spirit will win.
如果你站在情欲这边嘛，那情欲得胜。
But if you stand on the side of the flesh, then your lust will win.
所以这里说，情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争。
That's why.The flesh is against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. 它几乎
是平等的了。
They are equal.
那就决定啊，这个中间呢，你这个要放在哪里啊
？And you being in the middle, you have to decide where you want to be put or where you want to be.
在罗马书这边就是告诉我们的。
So in Romans it tells us.
我们看一下罗马书第八章。
Take a look at Romans chapter 8.
这是我们的决定在我们自己
The decision is up to us.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8,
第五节
verse 5.
罗马书第八章第五节
Romans chapter 8, verse 5.
说因为随从肉体的人就体贴肉体的事情。
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
那随从圣灵的人就体贴圣灵的事情。
But those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit.
那体贴肉体的就是死。
And those who do a certain mind according to the flesh will die. For carnally mind is death.
体贴圣灵乃是生命平安。
Verse 6. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
体贴肉体的就是跟神为敌了。
7. Carnal mind is enmity against God.
那这个肉体就是肉体当中的情欲了。
And you can see that the being carnal is
肉体当中你的私欲啊情欲啊就是属于这个
has the fleshly desires and carnal knowledge.
所以现在是看我们要站在哪一边啊。
So now we have to see which side we want to stand on.
所以这一号这个敌人今天是存在的啊，今天是存在的啊。
So of course we can see this the enemy is within us.
所以你看这个血气跟情欲这个存在，所以你要为以色列人求好处，他马上就动，马上就开始发动了。
So you see when the fleshly desires and the flesh is all here, when they exist, they will be angry whenever you want to intercede for the Israelites.
重建圣殿更难。
So when we really reach the temple, it is even harder.
其实重建圣殿的这个敌挡仇敌啊，很容易对付。
In reality, the enemies who are against the rebuilding of the temple is very easy to deal with.
要建立这个去团契信仰的生活呢？我们这个生活上的建立啊，其实这些仇敌啊是最难缠的啊。
And to build your faith, the enemies against those are the ones that are most.
我们重新心里去查下来。
Hard to get rid of.
我们特别留意这件事情。
So we need to pay special attention to this.
对，我们要真正把它建立起我们的信心的生活、团契的生活跟。分别为圣的生活呢，我们必须要得胜这些仇敌。
And for us to establish our faith, to establish a fellowship, we have to control these enemies.
那另外啊，这个亚拉伯人基善。
And another one is Arab, Gisam.
这个基善呢，就是属于。亚拉伯这个是人亚拉伯我们知道这个是夏甲所生的
and we know that the Arabs was they're the descendants of Haga
那就是属于仁义的啊，属于仁义
and they are also of man
这个仁义我们知道仁义就是今生的骄傲就人的这个骄傲
and we know that this is the pride of life
这个也是今天我们要我们灵修上的一个很大的阻挡，同时呢，也是在教会里面团契的一个阻挡。
And this is also a deterrence for our fellowship.
那这一号敌人呢
in the church.
也是我们特别要留意去对付的啊。
And we also need to pay special attention to them and try to defeat them.
那在还有一个叫亚士图人，这个在第四章的时候就会出现。
And D.The other enemy is the Ashads.
这个亚士图人是一个腓力士地的居民。
And they're the bandits and people from Philistia.
到现在他们还是一直在这样，突然间就一个啊，就偷袭，突然间就偷袭这个以色列人。
Even nowadays, they still do this. They attack and they raid the enemy, the Israelites.
那这个就是好像被利用来做打手的人
And these are
被前面那三种人利用的
These are the evil ones that attack believers. See, this one is different from the three above mentioned.
那魔鬼今天也常常会利用这样的工具啊，来对付我们的这个属灵的工程啊。
Today, Satan will also use these people to attack us.
好，我们先看到这里就好。
So we'll look.
那现在回来看，回来到尼希米记第二章。
We'll end here, and then we'll go back to the beginning in.Page 3.
所以我这一回来马上就这个何伦人参巴拉这里跟这个多比亚就开始发怒了。
And these people started to get disturbed.
那我们看到十一节。
Look at chapter 2, verse 11.
这个时候耶稣你说我到了耶路撒冷在那里住了三日。
11 says, I came to Jerusalem, was there 3 days.
那这三天的时间呢，他做什么？
And what did he do in these 3 days?
第十二节。
Verse 12.
说我夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来。
I arose in the night, and a few people with me.
但是神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人。
I told no one what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem.
哦，这个时候看到神在尼希米心里面呢，来指引他。
And you can see God has directed Nehemiah what to do in his heart.
你要为耶路撒冷要怎么做
？What should you do for Jerusalem？
哎，该做一些什么事情？
What do you need to do for Jerusalem?
所以神在尼希米的心里头啊，就指引他这个该做的事情。
So God has put in his heart what to do.
但是尼希米呢，没有告诉人。
But Nehemiah did not tell anybody.
为什么？因为他看到仇敌在发怒。
Why? Because he saw his enemies being upset.
仇敌发怒就是要阻挡，就是要破坏。
And when the enemies are upset, they want to destroy. They want to stop.
所以我们在这个教会里面这个属灵的事情呢，我们要留意到有仇敌随时随地想要来破坏。
So when we are in church and we're doing spiritual work, we know that anytime enemies will come to destroy it.
好像我们现在哇，开灵会了，要布道会了，要讲习会了，要什么了？我们大家开始都准备心要来参加，哎，突然间，吼，什么乱七八糟的事情出来了。
And we're having this STCC or a spiritual convocation, and all these preparations need to be done, and we all want to come to church. But all of a sudden, all these strange incidents happen to disrupt us.
已经准备好要来参加了，突然间呢，掺巴了出来了，啊，吵架了，两个人很小的事情吵架了。
And then we're ready to go and attend these services, and then all of a sudden, the Sambalats came and disrupt us, and we had to argue with them.
吵架怎么办？
And then what happened when you argue with him?
不要去了。
Oh, I don't feel like going to church anymore.
那就被参巴拉所胜了。
And then you are defeated by the Sambalat.
参巴拉出现了，哦，我们要赶快对付他哈。
And so when Sambalat comes out, you have to deal with him immediately.
在这个属灵上，撒旦就是会利用人的血气、人的情欲、人的这种骄傲的心，随时随地出现破坏我们这个这个信仰生活。我们的生活是。都会说的会这样，仇敌随时随地他找机会就要来。
And so in our daily lives, in our spiritual living, anytime Satan will come and attack us and disrupt us to try to lead us away from him.
你们已经上过这个灵界的辩证。
We have already attended the classes of discerning the spirits.
好，那么那一些就是比较粗的了，比较粗的了。
Those are like the outline, the basics.
已经是不正常的人才说哦，撒旦工作了。
And when you see an unusual spirit, then you know it's working.
今天这个尼希米记要告诉你啊，这个很正常的之下，你要发现这个撒旦在破坏了，这样才是好了。
And Nehemiah tells you to say that even in normal circumstances, Satan will still try to do something to you.
所以我们今天的道理如果清楚，你就会知道，看得清楚。
And so those who know the truth can see very clearly.
所以要一定要清楚认识这个参巴拉。多比亚和这个基善。
So we have to recognize Sambala, and the other two enemies.
那这个我们在属灵的这个，我们个人灵修的生活才会成功，啊，教会团体的生活才能建立。
Only through this can our spiritual works be progressed smoothly, and will the church be built properly.
我们的这个是。分别为圣的这种生活才能够完成。
And the spiritual living that we want to live can be complete.
其实啊，撒旦的那些什么工作我们都不怕。
In reality, the works of the Satan, we should not be scared.
我们最怕的就是这个。
The what we should be most scared of is people like these.
他利用这个参巴拉、多比亚、基善来破坏我们的这个工程，我们就完蛋了嘛。
He uses Sambalat.Tobia or the Arabs to or Gisham to destroy us. Then we are through.
我们要像林希米这样警醒，这样聪明。
We need to be awake and be wise as Nehemiah.
还有他的信心。
And we need to have the faith of Nehemiah.
来对付他。所以我们现在学习下来，我这一方面呢是特别要学习的功课啊。
To defeat these people. So what we're going to study is.Very critical to our faith.
所以看第一步，尼希米他就是，他不讲。
The first thing is that Nehemiah didn't say anything.
不让仇敌知道。
Do not let the enemies know.
所以他利用晚上起来。
So he uses the night time.
他也不告诉人，时候没有到，他不讲。
He doesn't tell anyone. He don't say a thing.
这个他随身的几个人一起呀、啊，起来了之后啊，骑着这个马就去，哦，去看，去勘察，去详细了解呀、啊，耶路撒冷城墙破坏的情况。
And he with a few people rode on the animal to see the destruction of the wall.
所以十三节到十五节，他就详细去查看。
So from verse 13 to 15, Nehemiah went to examine the walls very carefully.
哎，这个是开工之前、动工之前呢，很需要的啊，详细的了解。
It is so before you start work, it is very important that you have full understanding of the situation.
哦，所以详细了解这些情况之后。
And after this full understanding,
然后啊，才知道要怎么做啊。
Then you will know what to do.
啊，所以十六节这里说。
So verse 16 it says.
说我往哪里去，我做什么事情，官长都不知道。
And whatever I do, the officials did not know where I had gone or what I had done.
我也没有告诉犹大的平民。
And I had not told any people of the Jews,
甚至于那些祭司啦、贵胄啦、官长啦和其余的做工的人。
And I didn't even tell the priests, nobles, and officials.
我们知道一些工作还没有时候还没有到，不要啊一下子就哇就宣扬出去了。
And we know sometimes when you're working, the time is not yet has come, but yet you already blabbed it all out.
那因为时机还不成熟啊，所以呢很容易被破坏掉。
And because it is not time, the work is not to be done yet, and yet you blab it out, then it's very easily destroyed.
主耶稣曾经在这个山上啊，像彼得、雅各、约翰啊，显明出来，显现出来。
Jesus once appeared to Peter, Paul, and John on a mountain, on a mount.
发光啊，哦，看到神的荣耀。
And he was shining, and they saw the glory of God.
看到摩西跟以利亚出现。
They saw Moses and Elijah appear beside Jesus.
哇，在讲神国的奥秘。
And they spoke of the mysteries of the heavenly kingdom.
哇，彼得一起说，哇，主啊，我们在这里真好，搭山做棚了，不要下去了。
And Peter said, "Oh, it is so good here. Why don't we make three altars here and do not go down the mountain?"
后来醒过来才知道，哇，这里是一个属灵的奥秘。
And when they woke up, then they knew that this was the mystery of God.
那主耶稣就特别交代说，下山去啊，不要告诉那些。那其他的九个人不要告诉他们。
But Jesus told them specifically not to say anything about this matter and not to tell this to anyone.
主耶稣还没有从死里复活，这些事情不要讲。
Jesus has not resurrected from the dead yet. Do not say this to anyone.
因为讲了会制造很多问题出来。
Because if you say this, it will cause great problems.
那么主耶稣医治一个长大麻风的。
Jesus healed a leper.
是这样交代他。
And told the leper the same thing.
你说这样去给祭司看就好了。
Just show yourself to the priest.
然后献上礼物。
And make your offering.
什么话都不要讲。
Do not say a thing.
他不懂这个道理。
He doesn't understand this teaching.
他倒把他宣扬出去。
Instead, he told everyone the situation or this incident.
大发热心这样子。
And he thought he was being fervent.
就一热心糟糕了。
And his fervency turned into a disaster.
主耶稣不洁净了，他不能进城了。
Jesus was no longer able to go into the city.
妨害了耶稣的工作。
Instead, he disrupted the work of Jesus.
神给他这样的智慧。
So God gave Nehemiah this wisdom.
随时要留意仇敌虎视眈眈，我不给他机会。
And he knew that the power of the enemy is great, so we do not give him this opportunity.
所以今天我们在做属灵的这种工程啊，我们在教会里面这个属灵的侍奉啊，要留意撒旦，不给他机会。
So when we're doing the holy work or doing the church work, we need to be sure that we do not give the Satan any opportunities.
好像主耶稣。
Like Jesus.
主耶稣讲道理呢，那些仇敌都围着四面在那里看，要找把柄，找把柄。
When Jesus was preaching, all his enemies surrounded him trying to find faults in his words.
主耶稣不给他们把柄。
But Jesus didn't give them any.
他们就找机会，找机会，哇，要主耶稣多说话，问问题，找问题，看他会不会出现一个把柄给他。
And they tried to trick Jesus and by asking questions and try to make Jesus sort of mess up so they have something to accuse Jesus of.
最厉害的就是约翰福音第八章啊，那个抓一个淫妇啊来，放在这个啊，这问耶稣啊。
They even took a prostitute and gave it and showed it to Jesus.
主耶稣不讲话。
Jesus didn't say a thing.
在地上在那里画画字。
Instead, he was just drawing on the ground.
他们就开始逼他，赶快回答回答。
And they start asking Jesus questions. Answer, answer.
那主耶稣冷静一下，想一想看，我要怎么对付这些人啊？
And Jesus was very calm, and he was thinking how to deal with this, these people.
哦，就问他好，起来说你们谁没有罪，可以先拿石头打他。
And after a while, Jesus stood up and said, "Fine. Anyone who has sin, let him cast the first stone. Anyone who has no sin, let him cast the first stone."
哇，这个很厉害，不但不给八点啊，还要让这些人。反省自己。
Not only did Jesus didn't give them any opportunity to get him, he made these people think about their own actions.
按照律法，没有错，这个人要用石头打死，没有错。
Yes, according to the law, we need to stone this sinful woman to death.
可以打，但是谁有资格打？
Yes, everybody can stone her, but who has the authority or the privilege to do so?
一个也没有。
None.
好光光。
None of them, so everybody left.
耶稣可以打。
But Jesus, he could have done this.
但是他不打。
But he did not throw any stones at him.
怜悯他。
He had mercy on him.
所以这个就看出这种就是属灵的智慧。
This is spiritual wisdom.
哦，那像保罗啊，他也是一样。
Paul is also the same.
对那些仇敌啊，到耶路撒冷去，到从一刻功夫都不给他，他知道这些人就是要要找把柄。
And when Paul went to Jerusalem, he knew all these people tried to attack him, and he did not give them anything to attack with.
今天我们在教会里面也要留意这种撒旦啊，随时随地他是要找机会来攻击我们。
And today in church, we also need to, at all times, be aware of the situation, so that we may not have any things that we can use against us.
神给你啊这样的智慧。
So God gave Nehemiah this wisdom.
留意不给撒旦不给仇敌机会。
To observe and not to let the enemies or Satan attack.
这是我们今天所需要的。
Jeremiah, this is something that we need to learn today.
好，我们默祷。
Let's bow in presence.